PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Steve Greenfield. Topping our report this hour, Rutgers University faces a federal complaint filed by two groups over alleged incidents in which Muslim Palestinian students face discrimination, and they say that the university failed to investigate claims of bias. The two groups which filed the complaints are the Arab American Discrimination Committee and the Council on American Islamic Relations, New Jersey. They allege the university is indifferent to what they call a hostile learning environment that students face on campus. A new survey finds one in four Americans over 50 years of age expect that they will never retire.
Results of an AARP survey released on Wednesday find that one quarter, or 25%, of adults in the United States over 50 years old have no retirement savings at all. And after 2 years of inflation, 70% of those adults surveyed say they're concerned about prices rising faster than their income. According to the survey, the biggest roadblocks to saving for retirement were everyday expenses and housing costs, including rent and mortgage payments. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Air pollution is slightly improving in New Jersey. Michael Sailback with the American Lung Association says in their report, nine New Jersey counties posted their best results for ozone smog, but five counties worsened.
When it breathes into the lungs, it's almost like putting a chemical sunburn on lung tissue.
He adds it's all A and B grades for particle pollution, but that's expected to become a bigger problem as wildfires become more common. Fleet Week is returning to New York City. Details have been announced on which ships will be in town. That includes two Navy ships, three Coast Guard vessels, and the amphibious assault ship, the USS Bataan, which will be open for public tours on Pier 88 only on Saturday, May 25th. Tours of other ships will be at Pier 86 and at Homefront Pier on Staten Island between May 23rd and Memorial Day. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Is it time to set up the volleyball net? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. A cold night tonight with a mainly clear sky. There will be areas of frost, even a freeze in some areas with lows in the 30s. A lot of sunshine tomorrow, a bit milder. Highs between 60 and 65, although at the shore it'll stay in the 50s. Mainly clear and chilly again tomorrow night. Lows between 35 and 40. And then it will become cloudy into Saturday. There could be an afternoon or nighttime shower. Highs will be close to 60. Maybe a morning shower Sunday, otherwise warmer with more clouds and sun. Highs into the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Right now, we are looking at 46 degrees in Patterson, 46 in Hamilton, 42 in Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.